Welcome to the Consciousness Anywhere and Everywhere podcast. I am Shannon O'Hara, and I invite you to a completely new world of possibilities. Hello, everybody out there in the beautiful world. This is Shannon, and today I am so excited because I get to have another extremely rich conversation in consciousness with my father, Gary.
Hi, Shannon. How are you?
So some of the most popular listened to podcasts that I've done have been with you. And the last one we did was on projections, expectations, separations, rejections, and judgments. And I love getting to have these conversations because I learn so much in the process. And it gives us a platform to explore these areas that are really constructing so much of the fabric of what we comprise our realities of that so few of us have consciousness around. So today we were tossing back and forth some ideas, and I tend to want to use the podcast as my own personal platform for discovery and creation. And we started talking about one idea, and then it didn't quite feel right. And so what we really landed on today was talking about something that, to be honest, I have not found to be super easy, but is one of the most valuable liberating tools and access, which is interesting point of view. So interesting point of view was a tool I remember listening to because I've had the pleasure of being able to attend access classes from the very beginning. And I remember when you first started talking about interesting point of view, I think I was probably 19, 20, somewhere around there. And I remember thinking that if I lost my point of view, then I wouldn't be me.
Yes, if you lose your point of view, you lose you, which is not really true, but this is the way most of us have learned, you know, that this is what we've learned has to be true because your point of view creates who you are. But it doesn't actually. And that's a hard thing for most people to get. Well, you know, it's like most people have the point of view. It's like, my point of view is who I am. I am my point of view. Okay, so it's not I am that I am, therefore I am. It's I am that I have a point of view, that I have a point of view that proves I am.
So if points of view don't create who we are, why do we have points of view?
Because you learn from the time you're little to have a point of view. I mean, one of the greatest things your little sister ever said to me, she was, you know, I said, make up your mind. You've got to make up your mind. She looked at me, she was two, she goes, Daddy, it's a girl's prerogative to change her mind. And I went, oh my God, that is so damn true, it's disgusting. And, you know, and it's like literally most people have the point of view that you change your mind, you change your reality. What if you changed your reality without ever changing your mind?
What do you mean?
Well, it's like, I'm willing to change my reality, and it's not based on, you know, it's like I've had the shingles for a few months. Oh my God, has it been hideous? I hate it. But I keep trying to create other things as a result of it and find out what's creating it. And I've kind of suffered through this thing, and it hasn't been fun at all. But every time I can get to a more interesting point of view where I don't have a point of view about what is going on, I usually get better.
Cool. And that's one of the things when you started basically suggesting like, hey, if you really want to get more conscious or at the very least get more freedom in your life, you need to be functioning from interesting point of view about every point of view you have, yeah. Every point of view others have. And I feel like I'm like, I can't, somehow on these podcasts, I'm always like confessing, like it took me years and I still use interesting point of view and it still works. Like I'll be in something and I'll ask my husband like, hey, can you ask me a question? And he's like, and he'll just be like, interesting point of view. And I realize I've taken a point of view about something without even realizing it.
Yeah. Well, everybody feeds you point of view from the time you're little.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to get this right. You got to get that right. You can't do that because that's wrong. You got to do X, Y, and Z. And it's like, where the hell do you get a choice? And the thing about interesting point of view, it literally is the one thing that gives you total choice.
Oh, my God.
And
yes.
That's what most people don't get.
Yes. I didn't get it and didn't get it until I started applying it. I didn't even know what total choice meant.
Yeah, most people don't, because to choose right, you have to choose right so that you won't be wrong here. Where does it get to the point where you get to choose something that's going to work? And right or wrong is not working. Right or wrong is judgment. And judgment is never an interesting point of view.
So do you have to have, so can you have a point of view without judgment, or is judgment a necessity for point of view?
Well, it's like once you have a point of view, or once you take a point of view, or once you get a point of view, then you have to judge everything based on that point of view, which means what you've done is you've chosen, by choosing point of view, you've chosen the right to judge everything and everyone in comparison to it.
Yeah. And so if somebody didn't have a point of view, what would they have?
They would have the choice to be able to change anything in a moment's notice.
And is changing and choosing anything at a moment's notice a popular position?
No. It's like me telling Grace that she needed to make up her mind, and her telling me it's like she knew interesting point of view at two. You know, little creep, you know, and it's like I'm going, oh, good point. You have the right to change your mind. You have the right to create anything.
You have the right to change your mind. You have the right to create anything. So for those of you guys that are listening now, it's like, do you give yourself the space and the place to change anything?
Well, then, not if you're trying to get something right.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if you have to be right about anything, you have to be in judgment. You have no other choice.
And it's so interesting because what we're taught is to get it right and to have the right point of view and not have the wrong point of view. And somehow that's going to work. And yeah. What I love about the conversations that we're having, and what I love about what Access produces or provides and supports, is a very different practical approach to creation that works.
Well, it's actually a practical point, not a judgmental point.
Cool. I love that. I love that distinction. Access, the practical point, not the judgmental point. And so
the thing is, when I first started explaining it, I said, it's like, you know, you have a choice in life. You're either the rock in the stream, and, you know, it's like if you go into alignment and agreement or resistance or reaction to a point of view, you get washed, you get caught up in the stream and you get washed away. If you're willing to have interesting point of view, then you get to sit on top of the stream and watch the flood go by without getting caught in it.
Right. And the water moves around you.
Yeah.
And the water moves around you and doesn't sweep you away and pull you under.
Exactly. And that's the difference between, like, you know, we talk in Access about the telenovela of life. You know, and the funny part about it, I know you're living in Sweden where they always say they're not doing it, but they are doing it. They just do it in a different way.
Yeah, they do it. They do it in a repressed way.
They just do it in a different way. It's more subdued and subtle.
Yeah, it's repressed rather than expressed.
Yes, which I personally think is funny, but that's me.
Yeah, well, I personally think it's a great way to distract yourself indefinitely from really creating your life.
Yes, but you see, that's what people do. They distract themselves from creating their lives rather than creating their lives up front. And that's the greatest gift an interesting point of view can give you.
Creating your life.
Yeah.
So interesting point of view puts you into creation rather than judgment. So yes. I've just watched interesting point of view be such a underutilized choice?
Or a weaponized choice.
Or a weaponized, right. It could be absolutely used as a weapon. Well, that's an interesting point of view, you know, as a way of making somebody wrong, rather than as a way of freeing yourself from reaction.
Yeah, but see, that's what people don't want, is the freedom to have no reaction.
Right. Well, I think actually in the last podcast we did about projections and expectations, either it was in the podcast or it was a conversation you and I had separately, but it was, you got me to look at basically like how I was raised was that when I was in reaction, I was showing that I cared.
Yeah. Most people think that you have to have reaction in order to be caring. It's like loving is not a reaction, it's an action. Being in love is a reaction.
What is being in love a reaction to?
It's a reaction to the other person, which indicates the level of caring you have, because it's like only if you react are you proving that you are truly caring.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and I love interesting point of view because it creates so much peace in my world. And when I actually get into true interesting point of view, it also lets me be more aware of other choices that I have in any given moment.
Well, see, that's probably the most important thing you've said. It gives you an awareness of the other points of view you can have that you have no awareness of without them.
Yeah. Like, for example, I have a credit card processor for my business. And it every year it needs like a compliance update. So you have to do these like fill out these like compliance forms and da da da. And it takes about 20 minutes, but it happens once a year. So it's so infrequent that everyone on the staff forgets how we did it last year. But I sent it to my husband because he's been the one taking care of that stuff. Well, he did it last year. And when we got it this year, I emailed it to the help to everyone. And I was like, does anyone remember who did this last year? And Max was like, I did it. And so I said, okay, great. Can you do this again? And then it didn't happen. And they sent me a reminder and I was like, oh shit, like this has to happen. And I sent it to him again. And I say, hey, did you get to this? And he didn't. And then finally today they sent me another email and I'm sitting in the car with him and I'm thinking like, okay, so if this compliance thing goes pear-shaped, we're going to lose our merchant, blah, blah, blah. And I wanted to go into reaction, like, oh my God, how could you do that? How could you let, like, my point of view was you should be handling this, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I caught that energy in my world and I went, you know, but when I talk to him like that, it never achieves anything other than both of us feeling horrible afterwards. So I sat there for a minute and I went, okay, so what if this was just an interesting point of view? And what if I lost my credit card? What if I lost my merchant? Like, I was like, is the world going to end? No, obviously not. Does anything ever not work out for me anyways? No, it always works out if I'm in the question, if I'm in allowance, and if I'm interesting point of view enough about stuff.
Yep.
And that's the gift that interesting point of view really has been, is that where I could see problem, devastation, conclusion, hardship, where I could see that or take that point of view, if I'll be interesting point of view, the universe always shows me there's another way.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is when you get that, that's what all it takes to create another way, an easier way mostly, to make anything occur. It's like, it's just sort of like mind blowing.
It is. No, it really is. And and that's one of the gifts that you really gave me, was the ability to access that mind blowing possibility.
Yes. You see, I like you having a mind blowing possibility.
And I like having a mind blowing possibility. And I'm one of those annoying assholes who wants everybody to have a mind blowing possibility available in their life.
I know, but people don't want that. They want the reaction and the trauma because that means they're real.
That there. Can we talk about that more? Can we talk about that?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, unfortunately, most people think their point of view equals reality. It does, but your point of view is not your reality. Your point of view is your reaction to your reality.
Your point of view is your reaction to reality.
Yeah. Weird, huh?
So what do you mean by reality in this context?
Well, what is reality?
Yes, that's what I'm asking. Oh, well, okay. So I've heard you say, and I've also noticed this as well myself, I've noticed that what you've said in the past is it takes two or more people to agree on something to create a reality.
Correct.
So if none of us aligned and agreed or resisted and reacted to anything, would there be reality?
No, there would be workable possibility instead of reality.
OMG.
Reality is the solidity that we create based on our points of view so that we can prove that we're as wonderful as we're not at every opportunity.
OMG. So I just love that. A workable, it's like, I love the workable possibility. Cause like, how many of you guys out there listening to this right now have this thing in your world of reality that's unchangeable, that can't adjust? It's like this fixed yes. reality that is fixed no matter what, and you're subject to it.
Yeah. And that's what people think is reality. You know, you become subject to it. You don't have the choice to create with it, around it, for it, through it, or anything else.
And so what we're positing with interesting point of view is that when you function as interesting point of view, you stop having a reality and you start having a workable possibility.
Yes. And every moment becomes what else is possible, so that everything becomes a new place from which something else can be created. And then you're truly on the creative edge of your own reality, which is way different.
It's so different that I would say that almost nobody knows anybody that's on truly on the creative edge. I know you. You're truly on the creative edge. And a couple of other people that we know that are truly on the creative edge. I am like 80% on the creative edge. I do 20% point of view and 80% a workable possibility.
Good. So what would it take to engage in workable possibility at all times and not have to have a point of view ever?
So everything that doesn't allow that, I'll destroy and uncreate it.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. See, one of the things that occurred for me is seeing this interesting point of view. And I was told that what I needed to do was interesting point of view. I have this point of view for every point of view I had for everything that came up. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at him going, okay, can I do this? No, I can't possibly do this. This is too hard. And I went, okay, so what if it wasn't too hard? And what would it be like if I did interesting point of view? So I did interesting point of view for every point of view I had every 10 seconds for one full year. Hardest fucking work I've ever done. But at the end of it, I truly had an interesting point of view.
Okay. So can we take that? I mean, and as we're talking about this, it's adjusting me. I mean, really, this is such a great conversation because the places where I wasn't interesting point of view are starting to be addressed.
Yeah.
And like what you were talking about earlier with the shingles that your body's been dealing with for the last couple months, that's an extreme situation. And to be interesting point of view about it, and to be interesting point of view about those things that are so intense and so extreme.
And create pain.
And I can't quite see.
But I had to go interesting point of view.
Right. And I wonder what's going to come from this experience that you've been having.
Well, one of the things that's come from it is a bunch of new body processes for the advanced body things that are having amazing results on other people.
Right. Right. And
I go through the pain, they get the results. That's just not fair.
Well, one of the things that you've really taught me, or consciousness taught me, and a combination of you, me, and consciousness taught me, is that the universe never really throws a problem in your path. It throws you a possibility for greater awareness.
Yeah. And it's always, you know, it's like everybody wants to solve their problems. And that's another place where people make the problem real rather than interesting point of view, so that they can't actually do anything except, quote unquote, solve the problem, which means they have to come to judgment after judgment in order to create a solution. Where when you do interesting point of view, okay, what other choice do I have here?
And in the interesting point of view, the universe then starts to basically, I mean, my experience of it is when I've taken interesting point of view, the universe starts to show me all these other possibilities that I wouldn't have had access to as a choice, if I had taken a point of view of this is wrong, this hurts, this is horrible, I want this to stop, why is this happening to me?
Yeah, well, I mean, I got to one point with all this stuff with the shingles where I just went, God, it would be easier to die than live with it.
Okay, right.
And it's like I went, wait a minute, that's not an interesting point of view.
Right. And so even when stuff hurts, interesting point of view, and even when things are going really great, like you're making tons of money, everything's going your way, yeah, you're getting what you asked for. It's like we can so easily go into, yes, I've got it.
Yes, which is a conclusion. And that's not an interesting point of view. Because the moment you go to the conclusion, I've got it, then you cannot change anything else.
Which has been something interesting. What I've noticed is people, oh my God, the conclusions. It's like every corner somebody turns, it's the need to conclude, which...
Well, it's not even the need. It's the necessity.
So what's the difference?
Well, need is you know that this is going to fix something. Necessity is no matter what happens, I have to do this.
So why, so what creates that necessity for conclusion?
Well, it's like, it's what you've learned. I mean, you remember your mom and your dad, everything was a conclusion.
Yeah. I mean, it's, being an interesting point of view is a very different way of functioning. I've even watched people be uncomfortable with me because they couldn't find a point of view to push up against or attack or conclude about in my world.
Yeah. And it's like, it's very uncomfortable for others to be around you when you don't have, when you have interesting point of view as your reality, because you don't try to align and agree with them. And that's the only way they know they have control over situations is if they can get you to align and agree with their point of view.
And you've taught me, you have taught me sometimes in the for better or worse, you've taught me through, you have been so diligent in functioning from interesting point of view when I so desperately at times wanted you to take a point of view. So I either knew how to control you, I knew how to resist you, I knew how to reject you out of my life. I would know, you know, all these things that we do in our normal relationships, sadly.
Yes. And the thing is, it's like, you really want a normal relationship, then that means, you know, it's like if Max doesn't do something, you have to be upset with him, then you have to beat him over the head with a stick or something, you know. It's like I was watching a English television show the other day, and they had a Punch and Judy show. And, you know, and Punch is always taking a bat and hitting somebody in the head with it. And I thought, God, that's just such a metaphor for how life is. People hit you in the head with their bats of judgment and tell you this is what you need to do. What if you never needed to do anything?
Right. And everything was a choice.
Everything was a choice and everything was a possibility. What more could be in existence?
And that's what you like tricked me into, forced me into. I had no other choice. It was sort of like I couldn't come to any point of view with you. So it had to just be. There was just being.
Yeah, you just had to allow it to be. Because I refuse to live without interesting point of view.
Mm. And that aggressive choice for interesting point of view is what gave me the permission and the courage to know that I didn't have to make myself work for others.
Yeah. And the thing is, that's the only way you can make yourself actually work for others. By not having interesting point of view.
So when you have interesting point of view, people have to choose around you.
Yeah.
Rather than conclude around you.
Yes. And conclusion is the way in which they can fit you into the box of what they think their reality is supposed to be.
So all of the boxes that people have been trying to fit all of you guys into, shall we destroy it and create all of those, please?
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys. The thing is, they can't fit me into, you know, their reality.
Which is actually something that I've been very in awe about is people can't fit you into their reality and you're okay with them being uncomfortable with that fact.
Yeah, and I'm okay with them wanting to.
Yeah. Exactly. And your interesting point of view about them wanting to, too. Whereas sometimes...
Well, the bad news is this. If somebody wants to fit you into a box and has a particular reality they want you to have, the end result is you can get control over them in a heartbeat. But don't tell anybody that, okay?
Well, as a matter of fact, I think we're telling a lot of people about that right now. Do you care to divulge a bit more?
Well, it's like when somebody goes, this is the way you're supposed to do it. This is the way it has to be. This is what's totally thing. Mm-hmm. It's like one of the things that happened is I hired an acupuncturist and I got her to come to my house because driving 30 minutes to her office was painful beyond belief.
Right.
And I said, I don't care how much it costs. I'll pay you extra if you can come to the house. Mm-hmm. So she did. And, you know, it's like four times as expensive. But I don't care. I don't want to have to suffer 30 minutes of pain in order to get, you know, 40 minutes of acupuncture. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but one of the things she did is she said, okay, you can't do this and you can't. You can't eat this and you can't do this and you can't do this and you need to do this and you need to do that. And I went, interesting point of view. And then I say, okay, body, what do you want? And it goes, this. Well, that's what she told us we couldn't have. This. But that's what we were told we shouldn't have. This. And finally I went, okay, I get this. In other words, what we have to do is I have to be willing to do what you want, not what she wants.
Which brings up another incredible aspect of this is, I mean, how many points of view have we been taught, told, enforced on us about what's right to do with our bodies and what's wrong to do with our bodies? Bodies, lives, money, relationships, you name it.
Everything.
Everything. And what I'm realizing too is in the question of, like, for example, with the shingles, if it wasn't about the right food, the right medicine, the wrong actions, the right actions. If you're really in the question, it really forces you to look beyond the rules or the normalcies of what people believe is reality.
Yeah, well, one of the things that happened for me is they told me I needed to take all these things. And so I did. But in taking all these things, none of them worked. And it was sort of like, wow, this is not working. What do I need to do here different? And so I started going, okay, so body, what do you need? And as I did, my body would show me things. I'd take that and that would work.
Right, which isn't something that you're supposedly supposed to be possible in this reality, that you can be
You're not supposed to know your body.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to, you're not supposed to actually choose what works for your body.
And if it wasn't for interesting point of view, would you have ever been able to access that possibility with your body?
No. And it's like, and by doing interesting point of view and doing this, one of the things that has occurred for me is I've been able to find all these different, body processes, which have helped others as well as me.
So those of you guys that are listening to this podcast that might not know what Gary means when he talks about body processes, I'm going to put a URL in the show notes so that all of you guys who are interested in learning more about the body processes can please click through. Its Access has its whole own repertoire of hands-on body processes that are a huge part of shifting, transforming, and accessing greater consciousness in our lives. So if you don't know what Gary is talking about, we do mean there's a very large set of body process tools and Access, and that's what he's referring to.
It's kind of disgusting because I always thought I could just talk to him about it and people would get an interesting point of view. And what I found is that they wouldn't do the body processes because they like the intellectual processes better, or they like the energetic processes. You know, like people want to do energy, but they don't want to do the energy that their body being touched would create, which is kind of bizarre to me, but that's just my point.
I mean, that's another huge conversation. I've actually had quite a few body process, body class, Access body work podcasts, one with Susie, one with Grace, one with Katarina. So we've talked about the body work quite a bit, and I think that deserves its whole own everything because it's such an interesting conversation. Because, I mean, who knows that accessing the body is where you actually access greater transformation and consciousness?
Well, I mean, the thing is, if we got the awareness that, if we were willing to have the awareness, the interesting point of view, that our body is a form of consciousness, not dissimilar, but not the same as, would something change?
Well, that's an interesting question. Would something change? I guess it would depend on how many points of view one had.
Exactly. But it's like, you got to have this willingness to have this awareness that few people are willing to have, that your body is as great as you are, and your body too is great.
And one of the paths to get there is to, so it's like, all of you guys listening to this, it's like, how many points of view have you been sold, told, enforced on you, you know, about bodies? And what if all of those points of view about medicine, diet, exercise, looks, were all interesting point of view?
I've watched people do that. But then I've watched the people who've done interesting point of view that actually have come to a place where, from interesting point of view, they were actually able to see something that gave them a level of awareness that allowed them to change things in their body with great ease. Like, they learned interesting point of view. There was one lady who was, she was about 5'3", and she weighed almost 200 pounds. Mm. She was sort of short and heavy. Mm. And I said, listen to your body and it'll tell you what to do. And she said, body, how can we, you know, lose some weight? And she was asking her body, and she was walking along the street, and she heard a conversation between these girls about some diet they were doing. And she went and she did it. And the end result was that it opened up to something amazing. And she lost a ton of money. I mean, a ton of weight.
She lost a ton of money and she lost a ton of weight. And that's what's so vital about this conversation, in that it's like, if we take a point of view, we eliminate the universe from showing anything. We literally can't see what doesn't match our point of view.
Once you take a point of view, only what matches your point of view can come into your awareness. And what would it be like if you were willing to see every point of view? I mean, this lady saw that, you know, heard these ladies talking about this diet, and she actually went from a size 18 dress to a size 6 in 4 months.
Right. And I would imagine she'd tried tons of diets before then.
Oh, yeah. She'd spent her life dieting. It was very funny because I did a 10-day in New Zealand 1 year, and she came to it, and she had been going to work out. She'd been working out diligently for months with her, you know, and doing diet, doing all this stuff, so that she could have, you know, a skinnier body, and she hadn't lost a single pound. Well, she got back from the 10-day, and she discovered that she was 8.5 months pregnant.
Okay. So that was maybe why she was putting on tons of weight.
Yeah. You know, but she was certain that, you know, she had just reached menopause.
What question was, you know, that?
Yeah. Why can't I lose that weight would have been a question. No. Because it would have been the conclusion that she wanted to lose weight. So therefore, she's asking why she isn't. She wasn't going, okay, so what would I have to change here to create a different body?
What's going on? Yeah.
She learned that in the class with me. And she came home and said that, and then went to the doctor. And he said, so he touched her breast, and she went, ow. Mm-hmm. And he went, are you pregnant? She says, no, I can't possibly be. Why not? Because I hit menopause about 9 months ago.
That's funny.
Yeah.
In a scary way.
And then they took the blood test and found out she was pregnant. So I thought it was hysterically funny. You know, the conclusion was, I can't possibly be pregnant. So therefore, she was not looking at whether, you know, what was happening was normal. Luckily, it was after she had the baby that she found the diet. So it was good.
Right. So what's so interesting about interesting point of view is, I mean, this whole conversation is about interesting point of view, which, to be frank, is really just the first step in accessing a whole other stratosphere of creative possibility.
Exactly. And that's the thing that people don't get. Interesting point of view unlocks a stratosphere of possibility you can't access any other way.
And so it doesn't end with interesting point of view. Interesting point of view is the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's the beginning of having a stratosphere of possibility that you can't get to any other way.
So perhaps we can have further conversations about what comes after interesting point of view.
Good idea. Mm-hmm. That's the name of the podcast. What comes after interesting point of view?
Ta-da! So I hope you guys like this conversation. It is our absolute honor and treat and pleasure to get to share these tools with you. And we look forward to playing with you with the tools of Access Consciousness. If you'd like more freedom, and I dare I say, if you'd even like more consciousness, please.
Or if you'd like a bigger stratosphere of possibility.
And if you'd like a bigger stratosphere of possibility, we double dog dare you to apply these tools to your life. See how they work.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, don't do, you guys, whatever you do, do not choose interesting point of view.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, talk to you guys next time. Thank you for listening to this show. My target is to make consciousness easy to find and choose. So if you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review on iTunes and share this with somebody who you know who might be looking for more consciousness in their life. You can visit me on shannon-o'hara.com or talktotheentities.com. And to learn more about the amazing tools of Access Consciousness, you can visit accessconsciousness.com and be sure to subscribe to the podcast.